This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York with a question. Are you inundated with junk calls, otherwise known as robocalls or spam calls? Well, the Journal has a way to stop these pesky robodials with the essential anti-spam smartphone apps. Help is on the way, but first, these tech headlines. A California utility is seeking permission to have a company build the world's largest battery, joining a growing list of power companies investing in strong electricity. Pacific Gas and Electric, part of PSE&G, detailed plans for storage projects totaling nearly 570 megawatts. The filing to regulators also included a 300-megawatt battery installation at a natural gas-fired power plant owned by Vistra Energy. The battery, the largest of its kind, would be owned by Vistra and would be capable of running for 4 hours while putting out the same amount of power as a natural gas plant. Businesses across the U.S. blasted California's new consumer privacy legislation, saying it risks far-reaching damage to everything from retailers' consumer loyalty programs to data gathering by Silicon Valley tech giants. Facebook, meanwhile, may already be compliant. Execs at the social network believe the changes to the platform in recent months mean the company won't need to make major additional adjustments as a result of the new law. And can't find a PlayStation 4? You can blame it on a barely bigger than a speck component. Tiny components called multi-layer ceramic capacitors power everything from smartphones to cars, and there's a global shortage of them. The Journal writes that if store shelves don't have the electronic device you're looking for, the cause might lie in a chunk of ceramic less than a millimeter on each side. The high demand, a proliferation of smart devices, factory automation robots, and more sophisticated cars has lifted demand for the MLCC. Case in point, a typical gasoline-powered car may require only a few thousand, but an electric car might need as much as 10,000. Coming up, the 4 smartphone apps that will help you gain back some of your sanity from robocalls. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Robocallers. Their number is up. Or is it? Well, maybe at least a little. With millions of digits in their databases of scamming callers and rapidly innovating, quote, protection engines, end quote, key smartphone apps can help keep unwanted robo-dialers at bay. Joining us on the line with more is former travel editor for the Journal, Sarah Clemens in San Diego. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So the robocall situation really is, you know, a crisis at this point. So just to confirm the obvious, nothing really works. Registries don't work. Using the blocking function on your smartphone doesn't work. What's happening? They've just gotten too good. These agencies are proving to be too smart for us? How did it get this bad, Sarah?
I think that's a really good word to use. They have gotten really smart, and they've figured out how to use some psychological tricks in addition to technological tricks to try to get people to answer their phones. Like, I'm sure everybody who's listening out there has gotten one, probably many, of those calls that look a lot like their own phone number.
Right.
Same area code, then the first 3 digits, and it can be really tempting to pick those up because, you know, it might be if you are somebody who has a landline, it looks like it might be a neighbor. Or there's also just that little emotional hook that you think, oh, it sounds familiar. It sounds like a familiar number, so maybe it's somebody I know.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. You write about how there are options, like with most things these days, there's an app for these types of problems. I think one that more people have heard of is Hiya, and that's pretty solid, and that's a pretty solid free option, right?
Exactly. One of the nicest things about Hiya is that it is free. One of the downsides is that if in order to use all the features of Hiya, they do ask for access to your personal contacts, and they promise not to upload them to their systems or copy them or anything, but still, you might not be totally comfortable with having somebody in your address book, you know, especially these days.
Sure, absolutely. So calls are driving us out of our mind, but so are texts. And if we're looking for some heavier protection, maybe willing to pay a fee, get a little bit more protection. What are some other options out there?
Yeah, that's also, unfortunately, a nuisance problem. I don't get them. I personally don't get them as often as I get those annoying calls, but they are popping up. And there's an app called Nomo Robo, which enables you to block those pesky texts as well as calls. It does cost $2 a month, so you will pay a little something. It is what I use personally after having tested a lot of these apps.
Okay.
Because it works great. And personally, it's worth it for $2. It's kind of worth it for me, like, not to have the annoyance. And I should also add that that Nomo Robo does not access your contacts. So that's a nice little privacy shield there.
Well, that's really important these days. Of course, you know, everyone is super concerned about their data privacy. Is that something that people should consider when trying to protect themselves from robocallers?
As far as I know, there haven't been any recent incidents with apps like this. But, you know, you never know. And I think one of the things that we are all learning the hard way these days is that even when businesses promise to protect your privacy, they either don't or can't always live up to that.
Right, right. So let's take it up a notch. Let's say, you know, sometimes people have an incessant, possibly disturbing caller or spammer. You need heavy artillery here. Maybe for a few extra dollars, you can get what?
Exactly right. So if you have a situation where, you know, maybe it's an ex or a neighbor or, you know, somebody who's actually harassing you and you need some other tools at your disposal, there is an app called Trap Call, and it costs, as you said, a little bit more. It's $6 a month, which if you're dealing with this kind of thing, you might find to be very worthwhile.
Yeah, sure.
What Trap Call does is two things mainly. It unmasks anonymous calls. So when you get a call and it doesn't say who it is at all, if you have this app on your phone and you decline the call, it will then ring back with the number revealed of that anonymous caller. So now you can actually track that call. And number two, it lets you tape calls, which can be useful if you need evidence for something. But of course, everybody has to be aware of what the laws are where they live regarding recording calls.
Mm-hmm. Interesting to learn that there are options like that, though. And speaking of, and if you want to mix it up, what I like, and maybe I can chalk it up to a certain kind of sense of humor or boredom or something, but there are actually apps that you can have fun with and even mess with some of these robocallers. And this is the one I like.
Me too. I think this is pretty hilarious and also satisfies my hunger for vengeance against some of these callers. And it's called RoboKiller. It's also pretty, I think it's a fun and funny name. And one of the options that RoboKiller provides is they can use their pre-recorded messages to get telemarketers on the line and mess with them, basically.
So love it.
They range from just silence. I think they have like a bro-y guy who will sort of call the telemarketer dude and
just
be very confusing and wandering. There's a recording of somebody who just coughs into the line. There's another recording of somebody who has kids in the background who are crying and screaming into the mouthpiece.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So that's a way to actually hope, you know, I was thinking maybe this is a way to get yourself blacklisted.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
They'll never want to call you again.
Maybe there's something to that.
If you really want to laugh, they will actually record it so you can play back the conversation later.
Excellent. Really good stuff. Sarah, thank you so much. I encourage listeners to check it out. They can find out more in our Gear and Gadgets section. Sarah, thanks again.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.